Half the World by Joe Abercrombie. Read by Ben Elliott.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Outcasts. Chapter 1. The Worthy. He hesitated just an instant, but long enough for Thorn to club him in the balls with the rim of her shield. Even over the racket of the other lads all baying for her to lose, she heard Brand groan. Thorn's father always said, "The moment you pause will be the moment you die," and she'd lived her life, for better and mostly worse, by that advice. So she bared her teeth in a fighting snarl, her favourite expression after all, pushed up from her knees, and went at Brand harder than ever. She barged him with her shoulder, their shields clashing and grating, sand scattering from his heels as he staggered back down the beach, face still twisted with pain. He chopped at her, but she ducked his wooden sword, swept hers low, and caught him full in the calf, just below his mail shirt's flapping hem. To give Brand his due, he didn't go down, didn't even cry out, just hopped back, grimacing. Thorn shook her shoulders out, waiting to see if Master Hunnan would call that a win. But he stood silent as the statues in the God's Hall. Some masters-at-arms acted as if the practice swords were real, called a halt at what would have been a finishing blow from a steel blade. But Hunnan liked to see his students put down and hurt and taught a hard lesson. The gods knew Thorn had learned hard...